let's begin again.
Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind.
Today's Marriage Minute is entitled, Love Doesn't Delight in Evil. Our scripture verse is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6. You know, we don't usually think of ourselves as people who would delight in evil, but think about the last time you quietly gloated over someone else's misfortune, or just thought to yourself, gee, I'm glad it's not me. Did you delight in the fact that it was someone else's tough luck? When your husband or wife made a mistake and had to suffer the consequences of that mistake, were you supportive? Or did the look on your face say, I told you so? See, love doesn't delight in evil. Love mourns over evil. It is saddened by sin. Love doesn't gloat. It hurts with the hurts of others. Just imagine a person falling into a ditch, finding himself at the bottom. He looks up and there he sees a friend looking down on him. Then the so-called friend says, hey, stupid, how did you fall into that ditch? Were you drunk or something? Just climb out. It can't be that hard. I told you not to hang around in open ditches anyway. Then you'd see Jesus. He doesn't say a word. He just climbs down into the ditch, comes alongside the person, and gently helps him up until he's safely out. You see, Jesus is our model. Let's not gloat over our spouse's misfortunes, or rejoice that it's not us, or be quick to pass judgment. Let's simply get down into the ditch. That's compassion. And gently help each other to recover and find healing. Let's be Jesus to each other. So a question for dialogue today is, do I feel supported by you when I fall? Or do I feel like you gloat or are quick to judge me? Do I feel that you delight when I make a mistake? And a prayer for both of us. Lord, help us to be sensitive to one another's hurts. Help us to remember that we need to make it together. Help us not to delight in seeing each other fall, but help us to be a lifter-upper and not a putter-downer.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.